Hello and welcome to AllMonster.com's Beyond the Lens. Another week in Monster Trucks, and of course, it was a good one. We always enjoy great shows. Dustin Hart had the chance to enjoy a good one in Hampton, Virginia, as well as Jeremy Puglisi taking in four great shows from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're also going to get to the Young Guns shootout and much, much more on this week's Beyond the Lens. Had the chance to visit the Console Energy Center and four great shows there. Jeremy, why don't you tell us about your experience on the weekend in Pittsburgh?
Hey guys, Jeremy here. Thanks for having me on the podcast again. It's been a while since I've been on, so I really appreciate the opportunity to give a little recap here. I was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last weekend. That was February 17th through the 19th for their Monster Jam show at Console Energy Center. First off, the lineup for this show was amazing. It's only the second Monster Jam to ever be in this building. It's that new, and they really brought out some great stars. The lineup was Bad to the Bone for 30 Years, Gravedigger, driven by Chad Tingler. We also had Tom Mentz with Maximum Destruction. We also had Spider-Man, driven by Bari. We had El Toro Loco with Becky Behind the Wheel, Grinder with John Seesock, Team Scream in the House with Brutus, driven by Chris Bergeron, and Spike this weekend, driven by crew guy Jeff Anderson, and rounding out the field was Crustacean, driven by Greg Wickenback. Now, let's just go ahead and recap the winners here real quick before we actually talk about the weekend. Your Friday night racing winner and freestyle winner was Max D. Saturday, he also doubled down. He had the racing win and the freestyle win. Saturday night is when we saw someone different in Victory Lane. We had Bari with Spider-Man taking home the racing win. And, of course, Tom Mentz, being the crazy guy behind the wheel that he is, taking home freestyle. And Sunday afternoon, the final show of a four-show weekend, we had John Seesock taking home the win in Grinder for your racing victory. And, of course, no surprise here, really, sweeping freestyle all weekend long was Maximum Destruction. Now, getting to some of the more interesting parts of the event itself. First off, let's talk wheelies. And, you know, wheelies, there's an art to it. You know, you don't just go up and mash the throttle and hope you get a good wheelie. It takes some practicing, some skills, and there's a lot of things that you want to do. And this field of trucks was laying down some killer wheelies. First off, if you were at the show or you saw any kind of pictures of it, let's go ahead and talk about the spike. I guess you'd almost call it a half flip or whatever. It was just that crazy. Lines up to the cars, mashes the throttle Saturday night. And as he's going up in the air, he's rotating backwards and twisting all at the same time. Again, you can see all the photos of it. I've got the whole sequence in my photo gallery. It's available right now at allmonster.com. So that was a pretty crazy, crazy wheelie. And Jeff, of course, walked away. And they actually had the truck back that night for freestyle, but would become a victim to the parts gremlin later on in the weekend. We'll talk about that here in just a second. Also, other notable wheelies this weekend was Becky and the El Toro Loco machine. I believe it was the Saturday night performance. She actually put the nose straight up in the air. It was a 90-degree angle. And not only did she land it on the back wheels, she walked it all the way across the cars and down the ramp and even kind of did a little bit of a wheelie as she left the ramp itself. So she was really putting that nose of the big crazy bull up in the air, and it was quite the spectacular wheelie. And then, of course, Gravedigger and Tom Mentz and Maximum Destruction. These guys, being in a hockey rink does not limit them by any stretch of the imagination. You would think being in a little hockey rink, it kind of tones them down a little bit. No, there was some sick, crazy air, even a wheelie contest from these two guys. Max D, you know, putting the nose in the air and clearing the whole set of cars. It was just, there was a lot of great wheelies the entire weekend. Like I said, if you want to see that spike rollover or Becky's amazing wheel stand, all those photos are available right now, allmonster.com. Look for those Pittsburgh photo galleries. Let's move on to racing. And again, in a hockey rink, you get straight line drag racing. And to the average fan, it might not seem all that interesting compared to what you get on TV. But with Tom and Chad and Bari and all the other great drivers in the house, there was some really, really close action happening all weekend long. Lots of photo finishes. In fact, they actually had to reverse one call during the Sunday performance. They actually got the call wrong. They called it Bari was the winner in Spider-Man, but it turned out that it was actually Gravedigger and Chad Tingler, and they showed the video on the screen. It was the right call. So they're going back, and they're making sure they do the right things. In racing, there were a couple gremlins that jumped up and bit a couple people. Most notably, Tom Menz. It happened during the Saturday night performance. Sunday afternoon performance, excuse me. Saturday night after freestyle, they had to put a new transmission in. And apparently the guys, Beaver and all them, didn't have things seated just correct. You know, something pulled out of the transmission. I don't remember exactly what Tom told me down in the pits, but I believe it was some kind of rod that came out, and it caused the truck to go into neutral during racing. So that's kind of what stopped Tom from maybe doubling down all weekend long, at least during the Saturday competition. He had some transmission problems there. He will be back for freestyle. And, of course, all the guys, Beaver and all his other crew guys, doing a great job all weekend long. Now, I mentioned earlier that there was a parts gremlin that kind of jumped up and bit a couple teams, most notably Team Scream. After the spike wheelie, flip attempt, you want to call it that way, they took spike out back, and they had to remove the rear sway bar and a couple other parts to kind of get it back in running order. Well, Sunday at the pit party, I noticed we were only seeing 7 trucks on the floor, so I walked out back and I checked out what was going on. They actually had to remove a couple parts off a spike to get Brutus back up and running. And the reason why Brutus wasn't up and running is because during his freestyle Saturday night, he tried to have a cross-thread attempt across the cars on the one side of the racing lane, and he actually ended up hitting the dirt hill for the freestyle quad guys, and he kind of barrel-rolled the truck, snapped off a knuckle, did some other damage on there. But they didn't have the spare parts. They figured Spike, kind of in the doghouse already, pun fully intended. So they took the parts they needed off of Spike to keep Brutus up and running. So during the Sunday performance, we were down to 7 trucks, quickly down to 6 trucks, because during the wheelie contest, as I forgot to mention earlier in my wheelie recap, when Brutus went out for his Sunday afternoon wheelie, he landed hard and broke off the planetary, and more so the rim that connects the bolts of the wheel to the axle assembly. They sheared the bolts out of that, so they were done for the day after that one. So kind of a hard weekend for Team Scream, a couple broken parts, but the fans definitely got their money's worth. Lots of great wheelies and freestyle from Jeff and Chris, so lots of cool things to check out from those guys. Also, someone that really surprised me as far as freestyling in a hockey rink was Greg Wickenbach and Crustacean. Again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Being in a hockey rink, you know, that's just where Monster Trucks always started for me. So I was like watching hockey rink shows. I've never seen anyone power wheelie in a hockey rink before. So Greg Wickenbach was pulling a couple of those. Spider-Man with Bari did a couple power wheelies. And just the air that you were seeing from Max D and Grinder and Gravedigger coming off that freestyle hill was absolutely outstanding. So all in all, great show, great weekend for Monster Jam here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They had the date set for next year, and you can bet I've already got my tickets. Remember, if you want to check out that photo gallery, head on over to allmonster.com right now. Click on the photos button, and you're bound to see them. They're going to be right there, top of the list. And I always like to wrap up these recaps with a quick thank you to those people that take care of me during any given show weekend. First off, I got to thank the great tech crew that we had in Pittsburgh. I'm talking Jackie, Galen. We had a pair of mics in the building. They shared a lot of great stories, taught me a lot of cool things, and they were just willing to talk to me. So I really appreciate that, and it was really cool to hear some of the things they had to say. Also, I have to give a big thank you out to Andrew and Jim. Those guys took care of me Friday night. They hooked me up with some before-show, after-show access, so I really appreciate that from those guys. And finally, a huge thank you goes out to Team Scream Racing. I'm talking Chris, Jeff, their crew guys, Brad. There was a fourth guy there. I forget his name, so I apologize for that. And let's not forget Miss Stephanie back up in Canada. She made some phone calls, and they took care of me all weekend long. So, guys, I got to thank you a whole bunch for that. Remember, check them out on Facebook. They have a like page. We like them. They like us. So you should like them, too. Search Team Scream Racing on Facebook. I will be in Wheeling, West Virginia, the last weekend of February. So make sure you follow us for live updates from that show. We're going to put up a couple teasers and a whole bunch more. So keep it right here at allmonster.com. Guys, I'll talk to you next week from Wheeling, West Virginia, my hometown.
All right. Thanks for the great insight, Jeremy. Next up, we got Dustin Hard. He also took in a great set of shows. This time, we're talking about the Hampton, Virginia show. Dustin, what do you got for us?
Well, first off, it was a great weekend there at the Hampton Coliseum. Get to go there twice a year, take in plenty of Monster Jam action. Always a great time. I want to go ahead and thank everybody at Monster Jam, Feld Entertainment, Morgan Kane, Gary Wiggins, the Monster Trucks Unlimited team. Had a great time all weekend taking in the shows. Plenty of time hanging out with Morgan, Gary Wiggins, Gary Porter, Cody McCall, Craig Barnhill. A lot of fun, good times there. As for the shows, solid shows all around. I was there for both Saturday events. The big things that I took away from this was Gary Porter. Really, you can tell he's found a groove into this new Gravedigger. He was doing a great job in freestyle, really driving so much more aggressive than I've seen Gary Porter do in the past. He's really gotten a good feel for that truck, and he's kind of come alive again this year, I think. You know, I didn't quite notice it as much last year, but this year he has really stepped up his game, especially when it comes to freestyle, carrying a lot more momentum, going for those big air leaps, and, you know, trying to mix things up and do some different things. So, you know, hats off to Gary. He did a great job all weekend, picking up a large number of wins. Morgan Kane and Stone Crusher has been turning heads all season long and continue to do so in Hampton. He picked up a couple of wins Friday night, picked up the racing win Saturday afternoon, turned in some great freestyle performances. He was definitely, you know, the second place finisher in both freestyles. I don't think there was any dispute there. Those two were head and shoulders above the rest of the field. Also happened to notice Whit Tarleton's definitely getting a good feel for his Monster Mutt now. He's got a few weeks under his belt with that truck. Definitely getting a good handle on it. He was definitely pushing the truck a lot more than he was in Charlotte, and he was doing a pretty good job with it. And most of all, he kept it shiny side up and didn't end up on his lid at all during the week. And that's something that he's been having some troubles with at the start of the season. Unfortunately for Randy Moore, he had a tough weekend. During the Saturday afternoon show, apparently he ended up losing a transmission, and they didn't have a chance to repair it in between shows, and so they missed the second show. Lupe Souza didn't come out with very many wins coming off of the big freestyle win from Miami, and had a tough rollover during the Saturday night freestyle, and didn't really have much to say for Medusa this weekend. I'm not sure if she just wasn't feeling well or what, but just didn't really see a whole lot out of her. All in all, a great time was had in Hampton Coliseum. Always a good fun time happening up there. If you get a chance, check out my photo galleries in the photo section and let me know what you think.
Definitely don't forget to check out Jeremy Piglisi's photos as well. Photos section of allmonster.com is blowing up. People commenting on those all the time. Facebook, Twitter, the whole deal. So with that said, speaking of Facebook, it was recently announced that we are down to two drivers left out of the eight. Two spots left for the Young Guns Shootout in Monster Jam. The most recent two drivers announced were the Advanced Auto Parts Grinder with Nicole Johnson and AllMonster.com client Stone Crusher MonsterTruck.com's own Morgan Kane. So guys, we've got two spots left, a great field of trucks already. There's a lot of hype surrounding this Young Guns Shootout. I think it's a great idea. I hope that it becomes a yearly thing in the Monster Jam circuit. So guys, we just want to run down a few things, a little quick round table to close out the show this weekend. Who do you guys think will be in those final two spots? Nate, give me a couple names, give me a few names, and let's talk about that.
One of the names I think should be there is Brian Wright, driving the Monster Magic truck. The beginning of this year, I wasn't too sure what to expect from him, and seeing his progression from the start of this year to now has been phenomenal. His racing program is picking up, but he's a really solid freestyler, and you know, they haven't really said what this Young Gun Shootout's going to entail.
Interesting. Yeah, I've had the opportunity to see Wright a couple times in a couple of the Florida shows, and even when, you know, things weren't looking too good for him, he always ended on a positive note for the night. That seemed to be his theme was, you know, no matter what came up, he had a cut tire in the intros of the Orlando show, ended up borrowing a tire off of Scott Hartsock, and, you know, finished out the show strong, had a real nice freestyle. Nothing spectacular, but it was solid, and, you know, put the truck on the trailer, and as the second truck in a two-truck team, sometimes that is the definition of success for a night. So it'd be interesting to see what would happen if Monster Magic hit the track with Brian Wright behind the wheel. Dustin, who do you got?
Well, there's a lot of different names that are eligible, and one name that I think has to be talked about whether or not we see this name in the Young Guns Shootout or if we happen to see it in the main show, Todd LeDuc. You know, their specification is 2 years or less in Monster Jam competition. This is year two for Todd LeDuc, and he had a great rookie season last year, picking up a major stadium race and win in Phoenix. Hasn't had the wins this year, but it's not been for a lack of effort. Guy's gone out there and turned heads in freestyle every week, getting some insane air. He's also having to split seat time with Brian Deegan. But I really think Todd LeDuc would be more suited for the main event over the Young Guns Shootout. It'll be interesting to see whether or not he ends up being one of the last two qualifiers or if he ends up being in the main event.
That's a really good point, Dustin, and that was one of the other names that I was thinking of. Another name that I was thinking of was Becky McDonough. You know, she's done had a really good year. You know, she's had a good year, and it's been kind of tough on her. You know, she's kind of had a few mechanical problems come up that aren't her own doing from the truck. And if it wasn't for those, we don't know where she might be. She might have been, higher in the freestyle and racing and stuff like that. But I think that she would be a nice competitor out there for this Young Gun Shootout.
Definitely a good point. You know, sometimes you can't help the mechanical failures, and you can't blame the crew unless the crew's not maintaining the trucks. And everything that I've seen from the whole program, everybody checks those trucks top to bottom in between shows, and sometimes luck just plays a factor, and you look worse than you are out there. Definitely, Becky McDonough is a very I guess you'd say she's very respectful of the people that have come before, and she's worked her way up through the whole UTI program to get where she is today. So that'd be a great story to come out there and do well in the Young Gun Shootout for her. The name that I didn't really have a specific name that stuck out, other than I think for whatever reason, I have a feeling that they will put Taryn Lasky in there with the Tasmanian Devil truck. The only reason that I say that is Nicole Johnson is back in Taz right now, but for the Young Gun Shootout, she's in Grinder. So that kind of raised a little bit of a flag to me, like, hey, maybe they're going to switch some drivers around for this thing. I don't know. Taryn's gotten used to the truck, has made progression over the course of the first quarter. I don't know. I just I have a weird feeling she might get in there. And, regardless of who is in the last two spots, I wanted to bring something else up. We have a lot of what I would call tweeners now. There's a bunch of people that you could make a case for being in a second show of sorts for Vegas, but they don't meet the requirements. They're somewhat in between the Young Gun Shootout and the main show. So at some point, I would like to see this thing expanded to include, maybe some names that need some more exposure. It's great to see the Donald Epidendio, J.R. McNeil in particular, in a show like this, because they've been killing it all year, just real aggressive and everything. But they're the ones that fit the criteria. What about the other people? There's some people that, you could say Devin Jones and Barbarian always does a great job at shows, big, small, whatever, for Monster Jam, but he has too much experience for the show. To me, that's an interesting talking point. What do you guys think? Are there any names that come to mind for you?
Yeah, one of the names that I think of for this is, Darren Migas. He drives the second Bounty Hunter right now. Last year, he drove the second Stone Crusher and had phenomenal years in both of them. And, he's driven for, a while. And you know that when Bounty Hunter goes to World Finals, that it's going to be Jimmy Creighton in it, not Darren. And Darren is a driver that I really, really would want to see out there to hit that track.
Yeah, Monster Jam Rising Star Award winner as well. So that's an interesting name to throw out there. What else do you think? Dustin, what do you got?
Well, one guy that comes to mind for me, Chuck Warner. I mean, I don't think we'll probably see Chuck get a shot at the main show unless some things get shifted around, because he's always been the second guy on the totem pole, I guess you could say. You've got Tom Mintz, who's obviously going to be in Maximum Destruction. The way that Neil Elliott's been performing this year, you obviously want to put him into the main show. And then you got somebody like Chuck Warner, who goes in, week out, does a great job driving. He's a top-notch mechanic, and he does a solid job every time he goes out in the truck. You know, if everything holds together on El Toro Loco when he's out there, he's going to put on a show.
Absolutely. Chuck is one of my favorite guys to watch, simply because, given the situation that he's in, as, hey, go out there and please don't break anything, because we're already going to be stuffing a Maximum Destruction into the trailer. Chuck does a great job with what he's given, works with what he's given, and does a fine job behind the wheel. So that's another great name. Another name that comes to mind for me, You know, we've mentioned the Basil brothers before, so we're not going to harp on that. But what about Bobo, Ben Winslow, and Iron Outlaw? I mean, he's got a little more experience than, you know, is the maximum for the Young Gun shootout, so he can't get into that. But he's still behind the wheel, at least a Young Gun, as far as that goes, and really doing a nice job behind the wheel of Iron Outlaw. You know, it's nice to see guys get a chance to step out of their normal role. That's sort of a theme here. I don't know, again, Ed mentioned it, I don't know what this thing's going to entail. You know, if there's freestyle there, then that opens another whole other box of possibilities. But we were talking about this before the show, guys. If it's just racing even, it's nice to be able to see a group of people that don't normally get to turn it loose all the way and run their hardest and the truck's hardest. It's nice to be able to see them do that for an event. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to most out of this.
One of the things I'm looking forward to is, you know, we said it before, and, you know, other people have said it, but when they did the open practice for teams to let them drive, you know, get a free lap down Vegas a few years ago, John Zimmer did it, impressed him so much that he actually almost earned himself to go to Vegas the next year. So, you know, it could just be one thing like this Young Gun shootout to impress the right people, and you don't know where you're going to be next year. So, you know, who knows what we might see from these eight people, what they're going to do next year. All these could be the big, you know, the next big superstars of Monster Jam.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And you want to stay tuned to Monster Jam's Facebook. That's facebook.com/MJOnline for more news on the last two trucks to qualify. We wish whoever gets in there the best of luck. Definitely looking forward to more news on the Young Gun shootout. Well, guys, that was the week that was in Monster Trucks. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for listening to AllMonster.com's Beyond the Lens. We will see you next week.